Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Let me first thank our sponsors, and that includes Novus International, leaders in the poultry, pork, beef, dairy, and aqua industries, and also Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. In this week's program, I'm going to have a little conversation with Sarah Wyant. She is president of AgriPulse Communications, basically for about the same amount of time that we've been in business. Sarah has been distributing news and information about farm and rural policy, and as I understand it, it has gone very well. So we're going to learn a little bit about how AgriPulse has developed, and she says they'll be celebrating 7 years coming up, and so will ZimCom. So maybe we'll have a party together. Let's just talk a little bit about AgriPulse, your company, which has, I think, done very well by all appearances, and you've grown. It really seems like it has evolved. Probably there's some people that may not be familiar. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what AgriPulse is, and then we can talk about how that has how that's gone over the last few years.
Oh, sure, Chuck. You know, as you know, I'm the president, publisher, editor, and sometimes it seems like chief bottle washer. But we started as a one-person company and have grown as we've developed our electronic newsletter, and then also developed more and more of the content on the website, both audio and articles that are published. And so now that we have Stuart Doan working for us in Little Rock, and John Harsh and Jim Webster in Washington, D.C., and my husband Alan Johnson and Aaron on our staff in Camdenton. So what we've tried to do from the beginning is to interpret some of the things that are happening in Washington, D.C. on both legislative and regulatory issues, and interpret that information into language that people who are being impacted by all these tremendously large issues can understand and then act on if they see to it. So what we want to do is make their job easier, be their eyes and their ears on Washington, and help them be more active and involved in the political process.
What's the feedback that you get? I mean, you know, with your customers, the people who subscribe or are your readers. I mean, what, how has that, gone as you've progressed in building this this business?
The most rewarding thing to me is probably the kind of feedback I got last week from someone who says, "I don't go out and go to any industry meeting or give a speech unless I've read you first." We've become a recognizable brand within the industry that people trust and they look to for balanced information that then they can carry forward. They know we're not a spin machine. We're not representing any company because we're subscription only. So they know that they can trust us with information. And I think that's why you're seeing almost every national farm organization or trade group, their CEOs or their top staff now subscribe to the publication, both here and increasingly around the globe, and that's been very heartening. I mean, it's grown better and faster than I ever could have imagined.
Well, how would you compare the newsletter with your website, where you can distribute other types of content? How big a part of what you're doing has that become?
It's become much larger as our staff has grown. What we try to do is give people just kind of the sound bites on the website, and if they want to dig down into some of the analysis, looking at more charts and graphs and also more the in-depth perspective that they're getting from people. For example, I interviewed Frank Lucas, who could be the next chairman of the House Ag Committee if the elections go his way in November, and we've got a very in-depth interview with his perspectives on farm policy, and I've got a lot of feedback from that. People saying, you know, you got stuff out of him that I haven't seen anywhere else. It was most appreciated.
Well, who doesn't want to just open up and talk to Sarah?
Well, I try to think that I'm a good listener and have been at this long enough that I know the kinds of questions to ask.
Well, you know, we are in a different world today, communications-wise. I know you're also employing some social media elements into what you're doing via Twitter, for example. I follow you. How about there? I mean, how would you describe how that has either helped, enhanced, or benefited, if it has, what you're doing?
I think the Twitter experience has been good in terms of letting us get extremely short, as you know, 143 characters, pieces of information out, links to the website. So it's been good at building web traffic. But we find that to generate more buzz sometimes than anything that we've tried on Facebook. We find it easier, more time efficient. That's not that we're not going to expand what we're doing on Facebook, but we think Twitter's been a very useful tool, and I know that you've been the guru on that, so you know all this. But for us, we've really kicked in the last 6 months or so and seen our traffic grow as a result of that.
Well, what you described is, I think, probably some of exactly what we would say if I was asked the same question. That it really is to me, it's a great business communications mechanism, and especially helping drive traffic for one thing. So I don't know that a lot of companies necessarily fully understand that even yet, but it's good to hear that. Anything that you would like people to know about what you're doing with AgriPulse, or maybe are planning to do looking ahead that we haven't touched on?
Well, I think there's a couple of things coming up. We have some really neat features in the newsletter in the next couple of weeks. One, which will either make me popular or vilified among a lot of our folks, and that is that we're going to publish the salaries of all the CEOs of the largest trade associations, and so that will be coming up. When I did that the last time, a couple of people thanked me. They got raises. Others were not so happy, and others understand that when you are a 501c3 and you get tax incentives for tax abatement, that, you know, that's just part of the process. And I think you'll find that a lot of farm organizations, at least their leadership compared to environmental organizations and others, may be woefully underpaid. So that's coming up. We've got some profiles on some of the senior team in some of the agencies in Washington, D.C. that I think people will find insightful. But the biggest thing will be, next year is our 7th year of business, and some people wait till 10. Some say, well, I'm a small business and I made it past 5. Whew, you know, I've survived this long. 7's a lucky number for me, and we're going to have a bunch of celebrations next year in 2011, just saying that, you know, like other small businesses, we've made it through some of the stormy times, and we're on a good growth path now, and we want to share some of that back with people.
What's so 2011, 7 years, beginning, middle?
Our first issue was like the end of January, and I think we had about, 20 subscribers when we launched. But it was those folks that were willing to say, hey, you know, we trust in you, Sarah, that you'll do a good job, and we'll start out with you. And so we, you know, had those first people on the very first issue, and they told others, and it started to circulate. And as you know, the internet has made so many of these business models popular in a much more cost-effective way than they ever would have been previously. I mean, I did this when I had to take it to the mailman to the printer and then the mailman every Friday night, and it was not fun, especially because the mailman didn't work on the same hours I did.
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed talking with Sarah Wyant here, who is the owner, president, publisher, and sometimes chief bottle washer for AgriPulse. You can find her at agri-pulse.com. Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I am going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is by a band called Why the Band, and it's a song called The Last Impulse. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
this is the last impulse. I scratch my head and I make it clear. It's all been said, and I'll drink your tears. Hello. I know it's time to go. My heart beats racing, but I walk so slow. It's okay, it's a one way home. How much time did I lose? How much pain when I hear the blues? Straight to heaven, closer to God. I'm not brave at all. How much love did I lose? So much trust, so much abuse. I keep my head down, I'm leaving town. I'm not brave at all. Keep dreaming that one day I'll be standing like a man, nothing in the way, with my head clear. Go ahead, dear, run away. While in the meantime, you will be out of your mind. So strange, nothing changes. Friends are blind, so are you, dear. So much rain, dear, you slip away. Self-control. Sometimes when I'm on my own, I just can't kill it. I still can't feel it. Oh, Desiree. How much time did I lose? How much pain when I hear the blues? Straight to heaven, closer to God. I'm not brave at all. So much abuse. I keep my head down. I'm leaving town. I'm not brave at all. How much love did I lose? So much trust. So much abuse. I keep my head down. I'm leaving town.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.